Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Romano. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Brown reaches second base with a double. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is called out on strikes. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Hauser moves to third. It's 1-0. Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Y settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion strikes out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Salmon. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive towards first. Romano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon strikes out. Carrion drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Salmon out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerryon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Kerryon reaches second base with a double. Weiss moves to third. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a pop-up towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiss tags and scores. Kerryon tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to third. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Brown reaches second base with a double. Davalillo scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salmon throws the ball into Hauser, who tags Landis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Cam Kerryon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Weiss steals second. Cam Kerryon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerryon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kerryon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano strikes out. Carrion drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Romano out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hershberger moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Romano fields the ball and throws to Bell covering. Safe. Hershberger scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen is hit by the pitch. Robinson moves to second. Dick Donovan now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward is walked intentionally. McCraw moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Kamkarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from SQ and he is safe. Weiss steals second. Kamkarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Karian hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Salmon. Karian reaches second base with a double. Weiss scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Karian scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Lee Stang now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Robinson scores. Hansen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Kamkarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karian is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Karian is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-4 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Peters. Salmon moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves pinch hits for Vic Davalillo. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Tito Francona pinch hits for Max Alves. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.